This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Environment and health officials are raising questions about a contaminant found in the Cape Fear River. Researchers found a chemical called Gen X in the river and in the region's water supply. Chemical is made by Chemours Company at its plant about 100 miles upstream from Wilmington. Little is known about Gen X because it's a relatively new compound, so it is not fully regulated or widely tested. Joining me now is Vince Winkle. He's a reporter with WHQR in Wilmington. He's been covering the story and joins me now from partner station WHQR. Welcome, Vince.
Thanks, Frank.
Also joining me is Larry Cahoon. He's a professor of biology at UNC Wilmington. Hello, Larry.
Hi.
Vince, bring us up to date. Where did researchers find Gen X?
They found it in the basically where the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority takes water out of the Cape Fear River to treat and then provide to about 250,000 people in the Cape Fear region.
All right, and that's about, so we're talking about 250,000 people that might be affected. Larry, tell us a little bit more about Gen X, a chemical replacement for a toxin called C8, right?
Correct. C8, which is also referred to as PFOA, was found to be carcinogenic, and so they phased out production of it a while back, and Gen X was the substitute compound they came up with. And the result of that is that, as you said, we don't know a lot about this relatively new compound. It hasn't been very thoroughly tested. It's a perfluorinated hydrocarbon. In other words, it's loaded with fluorine atoms. This whole class of compounds is suspected of potential for causing cancer and that sort of thing. You have to look at individual compounds. One point that I'd like to make is that the publication describing this finding of Gen X also mentioned that there are several other chemically similar compounds that they identified in the same water, but those compounds were not identified specifically, and obviously very little, if anything, is known about them.
Well, tell us more about the compound itself. C8, yeah. You know, was used, to, as I understand, right, in the production of Teflon and some other plastics, right?
Right.
And then ultimately DuPont, which is, I think, Chemours is a spinoff of DuPont Corporation.
Right.
Correct.
Vince, tell me if this is right. I think DuPont had to pay like $16.5 million over C8 for failing to disclose research that would have shown some of the health effects of C8. Now it's prohibited, and the replacement is Gen X. Do I have that part right?
Yeah, DuPont got into trouble with C8 because they were dumping it into the air and water along the Ohio River. Apparently up to 2.5 million pounds of C8 polluted the drinking water in West Virginia and Ohio, and the result was a $670 million settlement with DuPont, which was to compensate about 3,500 people who suffered from things like kidney cancer, testicular cancer, and colitis.
And part of the problem was DuPont knew about it and didn't tell us about the research. So now there is research. Tell us more, Larry, about the research that found, or the report, which I think was done in 2013, that first found Gen X in the Cape Fear.
Right. The lead guy on that was Detlef Knapp, who is a professor at NC State, and he's been looking at these compounds for quite a while. He documented the presence of the C8 compound, the PFOAs, in the Cape Fear, and then, of course, they were phased out. And he followed up with a study of Gen X, and that was just published last year. So the analysis for this is tough. It's a difficult compound to isolate and characterize, but they've done it. And, I won't go into the fancy chemistry they did, but it's a difficult compound to get at.
But let me ask Vince's question, because it is permissible. I mean, C8 obviously has been phased out, but somebody had to give permission for Gen X to be produced and used. So tell us what the permissions and the cautions around Gen X are in terms of environmental regulation, Vince.
Yeah, it's pretty complex, and you get different answers from different folks. But In 2009, the Environmental Protection Agency and DuPont entered into what's called a consent order. So the EPA required DuPont or Chemours to recover, capture, or recycle Gen X from air and water discharges at a rate of 99%. When Chemours agreed to do that, EPA determined that they could go to market with the product if they met these conditions. Now the question is, have they been discharging more than what they were initially allowed in 2009?
And how much? Let's talk about this report, Larry, and tell us, what is the concentration of Gen X that the report found in the water?
Right. The average concentration they report was about 630 parts per trillion. Now, it doesn't sound like much. Bear in mind there are other compounds. They back-calculated how much of a load that represented in the river, and it's about 13 pounds per day in the river at the water intake for City of Wilmington and Brunswick County. So it's not a trivial amount, and that works out to a couple of tons per year of just Gen X. When you realize there are other compounds in there, you can probably multiply that four or five times. And again, those other compounds are unknown, basically, and probably are not listed on any permit.
Vince Winkle, let me interrupt you there. I want to get back to some of the chemistry, but Vince Winkle at WHQR, what's been the response in terms of local authorities to this discovery?
Yeah, you know, a lot of them had never heard of Gen X until about a week ago when the Star News, the paper of record here, first reported on it. The county officials and the city officials just negotiated a meeting with Chemours that has a lot of restrictions, which will take place tomorrow. It will be closed to the public. There will be one pool reporter allowed inside. But when you talk to people on the street, as I've been doing, and these are folks that have just been reading the headlines, everyone's asking, can we still drink the water?
And can they, Larry? What do we know about it? Again, you're telling me that it's a little bit difficult to isolate this stuff, but we're suspicious. I mean, how? And we're talking about parts per trillion now.
Right.
What should I do? Should I be drinking that water? What do I do?
My advice to people, and I get that question a lot, is that's a personal decision. Since we have no real safety guidelines, my guidance to folks is pregnant women and small children. From an excess of caution, should not be drinking that water. Again, there's multiple compounds in there. Something else to bear in mind is that we have been focused on whether or not it causes cancer. That is not the only risk. I am informed by our ecotoxicologist here that Gen X is an endocrine disruptor. In other words, it interferes with hormone function in the body, and it may also be involved with immune system dysfunction. So those are two aspects of its problems for people that have not been very well explored. So there's multiple compounds and there's multiple risks involved here.
Well, Vince, let's talk about this because you talked about local response to this. Now there's going to be a meeting. Local politicians are expressing alarm. We talked about the mayor of Wilmington who said we better not be seeing another Flint, Michigan here, and other responses locally. The EPA said you can produce this if you don't put it in the air, you recapture, and don't put it in the water. It's in the water. What's been the EPA response?
The EPA response last week was that they are working on it. And the governor said yesterday he's been in touch with the EPA and he's really trying to light a fire underneath their efforts. The Department of Environmental Quality here in North Carolina, which will be involved in the big meeting tomorrow with Chemours, is currently waiting to hear from the EPA on what they should do.
I was going to say, Vince, this is usually pretty complicated stuff, this relationship between state and federal regulators. But do you know if the DEQ has authority to move in, or do they have to wait for the EPA to say something?
The DEQ did say that they are hoping to discuss alternatives with Chemours on how they can be discharging the Gen X. And I don't know if that means waste pools or what they have in mind. And I think they'll be discussing that in this closed-door meeting tomorrow.
And Larry Cahoon at UNC Wilmington, what kind of research is being done? I mean, is there a lot of research being done on this particular branch of molecules?
There's been a lot more interest in it recently. I'm aware of a little bit of that. I do know that EPA scientists are looking for fish and bird samples to see how much the food chain's been impacted. This compound does bioaccumulate. We don't know how much. That's why they're looking for samples. I do know that there will be some additional toxicology work being done. I'd prefer not to say how that's happening. I'm not doing that. That's not what I do. I want to point out something else in terms of responses to this and so forth. The publication that described all of this in a peer-reviewed journal called Environmental Science and Technology lists a series of co-authors, including an EPA scientist from Research Triangle Park and two employees of the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority. And this was published in November of 2016. So those folks knew about this, certainly at least at that point, and almost certainly long before that. So,
well, we will continue to follow this story. We're out of time right now, but I want to thank both of you for taking the time with us. Larry Cahoon, a biology professor at UNC Wilmington, and Vince Winkle, a reporter with partner station WHQR in Wilmington. I want to thank you both for being on the program.
You're welcome.
You bet.
Just ahead, John Grisham's new book takes readers to the beach and to North Carolina. Stay tuned to the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.